We think this guy can be a dynamic weapon in our offense. Obviously, he has great speed for the position. We think he can be a matchup nightmare for teams trying to cover him with linebackers and safeties. So he was a guy we liked a lot. Our coaches liked him a lot. Steve seemed like they can use him in our offense in a lot of different ways. And we think with his addition as a fast receiver down the middle, along with some of the other receivers we have, that we can help the offense out some. Take any questions.
Jerry, did you try and trade up for O.J. Howard?
No.
Did you try and trade up for anybody?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it. You know, we picked. You want to talk about our pick or not? I mean, we're not talking about who we try to trade up for.
Did you value his big play ability over maybe a tight end who might be more well-rounded as, like, blocker and receiver?
Yeah, well, we think, you know, I don't think any of the tight ends block that great in this draft. You know, most tight ends in these receiving offenses these days are, you know, not true what we call wide-type receivers, end-of-the-line guys. Most of these guys are H-back types, and we think he's a tough, hard-nosed H-back type blocker, yeah.
Jerry, I saw a comparison with Jordan Reed, the Rob Gronkowski's, maybe not quite in that class, but you similarly. Do you see him in that kind of role where, you know, like a Reed or a Gronkowski?
Well, we see him as a weapon. You guys can talk to our coaches. You know, I think Ben will come here and see you guys a little bit later. But we see him as a weapon, and, you know, we'll take all the weapons we can get.
How does it factor in with the tight end who's not your traditional tight end? That how do you sort of make sense of the skill set when it's doesn't have the blocking side of it, is sort of what I'm saying? Or do you think he does have the blocking side?
Yeah, I just said I think, you know, the tight ends that come out of these offenses these days, these college offenses, these guys are more H-back type players, not a traditional end of the line tight end, but we think he can do things in the blocking game. He's big, he's fast, he's got big hands, he's smart. He'll help you on special teams. I mean, he's a well-rounded, versatile football player.
You added Brandon Marshall as a receiver. This guy, they're similar in size, aren't they?
I don't think Brandon. I'm not sure what does Brandon weigh, but you know, Brandon's a big man.
He's 6'4".
He's a big man. I can tell you that. You know, but this guy is we're calling him a tight end, and you guys can call him a H-back. Call him whatever you want to call him. But
do you see him as a guy that's going to be on the slot or outside way more?
Yeah, you guys can talk to Ben about that. You know, we see him as a guy that can line up anywhere in at any of the receiver positions, tight end, in the slot, outside. He can line up anywhere.
What did you think about how the first round played out?
Well, it played out, you know, just like most first rounds. You know, this draft is a little different because we thought guys would come off the board that, you know, all over the place, and it did that. You know, it was a lot of uncertainties about a lot of players with respect to some off-field issues, some injury issues, different issues like most drafts have. But I don't think anybody was surprised about anything that happened.
Jerry, at least in the media, mock drafts, whatever, Ingram was a guy that people saw as like more of a second rounder, maybe very end of the first. What do you think was caused the difference in what you guys saw in him compared to?
Well, we liked him because, again, we feel like he's a weapon in the offense. We think this guy could be a weapon, and you can use him. He's versatile. You can use him in a lot of different ways, and my coaches are extremely excited about getting a guy like this in our offense.
Reuben Foster was on the board. Is he a guy who the off-field question marks were?
Yeah, well, we had this guy in a good spot, and we picked him, and I'm not at liberty to really talk about where we have Reuben right now. He's still on the board.
Jerry, with the receivers you have with Beckham and Marshall and now this guy, does that help your offensive linemen because you got quick guys who can get open faster?
Well, we hope so. You know, we hope that everybody we pick can help our offense in some kind of way. So we feel like this guy can come in and again, you play too high safety in this league, and if you got a guy who can stress, you know, stress the defense down the middle. We think that's we think that's a tremendous weapon for the offense.
You struggled to score points last year. How important was it for you to get an offensive weapon early in this draft?
Yeah, we're just trying to help the offense any way we can and help our team any way we can, Jordan. So that's important for us just to get a good football player, and we think we got a tremendous football player.
Jerry, this was the latest that any offensive lineman was drafted. Was this just not a year that you felt an offensive lineman in the first round was going to work?
Well, there's some offensive linemen that we think are good football players, but we stay true to our board and we pick the best player that was up there.
Jerry, this offseason you guys re-signed both Matt Lacoste and Will Tye, and you also drafted Jarrell Adams in the draft in the sixth round last season. How do you think Evan Engram fits in with your current set of tight ends?
Yeah, that's a good question for Coach McAdoo. We feel like he's just a dynamic football player and who will help our team. You guys can talk to Coach McAdoo how they plan on using him, but he has a skill set that you can use him in a lot of different ways, and I'm sure coaches will be creative to use him that way.
Is he a guy you think opens up the red zone?
I think he opens up a lot of things. We just feel like Jordan Reed is a good example of a tight end that's people, it's hard to handle. One of those undersized tight ends is hard to handle for linebackers and safeties. And this guy's probably cutting that same kind of cloth. And this guy's is really fast. It's the fast receiving tight end.
You mentioned
last one for Jerry, then we'll skip McAdoo.
You mentioned the too high safety defensive look, which is something that you guys struggled with last year. I mean, do you see this pick as being kind of a response to that, a counter to that?
Well, again, we think it'll help us. That's for sure. We think if you can stress, you can stress that the too high safety look with speed down the middle. I think that, and you got speed on the outside. I think that helps us.